I hope you have your Bibles. If not, there's a pew Bible there in front of you. If you would take that 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, a very familiar text that we often reflect on as we come to this day. The welcome table, a beautiful terminology for this very communion table. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." For whenever you eat this bread, whenever you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of our Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Today is the first of seven times that we will share around the welcome table this year. On Monday, Thursday, we will share the Lord's Supper. On Memorial Day, the Sunday before, we will share in July, and again in September, we will partake of the Lord's Supper. And the Sunday before Thanksgiving, we will give thanks as we share around the table. And Christmas Eve, we also will share this meal. Each time we share the Lord's Supper, it is a unique experience. I trust and always pray that it is a special and significant moment. Growing up in a Baptist church, the Lord's Supper happened on the fifth Sunday. Only the fifth Sunday. Never the third or the first. Always and only the fifth Sunday. The fifth Sunday alternating between the Sunday morning worship and the Sunday evening worship. The Lord's Supper happened on the fifth Sunday. The same way, the same manner, the exact same expression on those fifth Sundays. When I was in sixth grade, a girl named Rhonda, who we had started first grade with, grabbed me in the hallway and said, "Mark Newton, you're going to hell because you're Baptist." She was Church of Christ. Did I say that? "Mark Newton, you're going to hell because you're Baptist and you don't receive the Lord's Supper every Sunday. If you die without receiving the Supper, God's going to get you." My father just told me just to ignore her. When I went to college, we had in my college church Lord's Supper every month, once a month. My dad said, "Well, that was a liberal Baptist church." Many churches of different denominations, and Baptist as well, will share communion at least once a month, often the first Sunday. I've shared the Lord's Supper at weddings with the bride and the groom, and even the wedding party. One wedding I did, the parents of the bride, the parents of the groom, and the grandparents served the entire congregation at that wedding communion. So when should we celebrate this meal? And how often? Well, the Bible doesn't say. The Bible doesn't give us the frequency, does not tell us the day, nor the time, nor the place. The Bible doesn't say who should administer, nor even who should participate. It surely doesn't even say what we should call this meal. It doesn't tell us what type of bread or what flavor of wine. Yes, some churches really do use wine. It could be red, it could be white, it could be Boone's Farm. We don't know. But this we do know. Verse 25 and 26, this, Jesus words, "This cup, this new covenant, do this whenever." Whenever is how the New International Version said. Whenever you drink it, whenever you eat of it. King James Version said, as often as you do, remember me. The Living Bible and the Amplified Bible simply said, every time you share of the bread and you drink of the cup, remember. Just do it, is what the Scripture says. Not when, but why. We partake, we celebrate, lest we forget. We do so in order that, yes, we might remember. Jesus said, this symbol, the symbol of the bread, represents my body broken for you. Share it. Jesus said, the symbolic drinking of the cup symbolizes my blood shed for the remission of your sin. Whenever, every time, as often as you do, remember. Jesus wanted his followers, and in the New Testament church immediately continued what Jesus had shared with his apostles. He wanted them to remember his death. That's kind of interesting if you think about it. Jesus could have wanted us to remember him by the miracles he performed. Oh, the mighty and great miracles that Jesus performed in his few years of ministry. He could have said, every time you have this prayer cloth, remember me. Each time you eat fish, remember how I took the fish and the bread and fed the thousands. He could have said, each time you see a walking cane, remember the miracles that I performed. But he didn't. He could have wanted us to remember him by remembering the parables he taught, the great teachings. He could have said, each time you take a sheet of the Torah, look at this and remember my teachings. He could have said, this vial of dirt came from outside the synagogue. This rock was there at the temple. When you see the dirt or you share the rock, remember me and my teachings. But he didn't. He could have said all the rules and the laws of the old covenant and the rules and the laws of the new covenant. You remember me when you remember the rules and regulations. Thus, when you have the ashes of dead Pharisees, remember me, or the ashes of fundamentalist Baptists. Remember me when you see these laws. But he didn't. He said, remember me when you take the bread. Drink the cup. Remember my death. Remember Calvary's cross. Remember my body on the cross, broken for you, my blood for the remission of your sin. This week, many of us have definitely remembered the life of Reverend Billy Graham. We remember the sermons preached, his simple teachings. Many remember watching those Billy Graham crusades or singing in a Billy Graham choir. We remember his life. And though he died, we don't really remember his death this week. His funeral and memorial services will take place. But it's not his death that we'll remember. It is his life and how he changed. If you remember me, I hope you do remember these great shoes. I don't know where they got them, but I'm keeping them. Thank you, Langston. Jesus said, whenever, as often as you do, every time, remember. The singular purpose of this worship experience, the Lord's Supper, it doesn't matter what we call it, communion, the celebration of the Eucharist, whatever word, remember the death, the cross, the sacrifice of Jesus. Final word, may this never become for us commonplace. May this never for us just be an ordinary aspect, another Sunday perfunctory. May the celebration of this memorial meal not be rote and ritualistic. Oh, it's Lord's Supper again, may it never be tagged on to the end of a worship service. Verse 26, for whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. The poet said, according to thy gracious word and meek humility, this will I do, my loving Lord. I will remember thee, thy body given for my sake, my bread from heaven shall be, the testimonial cup I take, and thus remember thee. Gethsemane, can I forget? For there thy conflict see, thine agony and bloody sweat, and not remember thee. When to the cross I turn my eyes and rest on Calvary, O Lamb of God, my sacrifice, I must remember thee. Shall we pray? So, Father, this morning we do remember. We come to this most significant time and we remember. We remember Calvary's cross. We remember your body upon that cross, your bloodshed for our sin. We remember. We remember. As often, whenever, every time we partake, we remember. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.